Hello, I'm Bill Davidson, servant apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, ministering locally to the body of Christ in Dallas, Fort Worth, Texas, and sent by God to you with the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm making this audio in the office at my home on this Sunday afternoon. This is an audio of exhortation. I want to exhort you, as it is written in Galatians 6:9. Let us not be weary in well doing, for we shall in due season reap if we faint not. I want to exhort you, let us not be weary in well doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. All right, folks, from my office and my home in Plano, Texas, let us do this. Let us not be weary in well doing, but we shall in due season reap if we quit. Did you get that one? Quit what? Believing the gospel and quit praying and pout and feel sorry for ourselves and poor old me. I'm such a sinner. Oh, we all have been or are. Get up, your Lord. Act like people. People of God. Don't act like a bunch of babies. Get up, your Lord. Show your sin. My God, who didn't? I did. But let me tell you, Romans 14:23 says, whatsoever is not faith is sin. So, if you're sitting and complaining about your rebukes from God, then poor old me, oh, I'm so sorry. God, will I never get through this? Well, of course you will. If you let yourself not be weary in well-doing, that's believing the gospel. Walking by faith, gird up your loins, acting like a person, not being a wimp, not being a baby, not wanting somebody to pay attention to you. Pay attention, tell you how great you are. But believe the gospel, walk in faith, and we shall, in due season, we shall reap if we faint not. I think I've said enough to all of you, but I put off weariness and well-doing in Jesus' name. I put off weariness and well-doing in Jesus' name. I put off weariness and well-doing in Jesus' name. I put off weariness and well-doing in Jesus' name. Jesus. If you can't say it with faith strong, just say, Jesus. You know my sins. Forgive them. Deliver me. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. God bless you. Joel Davidson from his office, Plano, Texas. See you at 6:00.